Hallelujah. I want you to back up because I'm not done. Let's put, at least I'm going to, you can put it on the screen. Luke 8:16 again. I want to look at verse 18. Well, I'll probably go to do the whole thing. Let's go to verse 18. Go to verse 18. So pay what? Pay careful attention to your hearts. Do what? Pay careful attention to your hearts as you hear my teaching. And see, tonight I was instructed to do some teaching. It's not mine, it's the Lord's. It's what he has said. So as you hear his teaching, pay careful attention to it. Because we're about to say some things. Is it okay? We're about to say some things that's going to help you in this hour. Because the Lord said these days are here. You remember, let me tell this, you remember when the Israelite left Egypt? Y'all remember that? And when they left Egypt, Pharaoh finally gathered himself up and he chased after them, didn't he? And he caught up with them, but the Israelite began to get real fearful and they start talking crazy. So this is what you need to hear his teaching so you don't do the same thing. They start talking crazy. What they say, we're gonna die here. We don't have any grave, nowhere to be buried. Now you don't need to be talking like that. And you know what and God said, Moses, This is what I want you to do. They was talking crazy. I want you to stretch your rod out over the sea that is before you. And while that was happening, the light that went before them, what happened? That light left and went and got between the Egyptian and the Israelites. And here's the whole thing. He wants to hear his teaching. All this destruction that happened to the Egyptian, what happened to the Israelite? Not a single one of them was touched. Think about what I just said. Pharaoh and all that he would plan to do to the Israelite, he wind up being what? Drowned it and all of his followers. This truth that we have in this dispensation, in our day, will keep us in perfect peace, will protect us from the evil, and keep us and cause us to live a life filled with freedom, joy, and peace and victory. Because God said in his word, he who I hold in what my hand, no man can pluck him out. Amen. And then Romans says, who shall separate us from what? The love of God. And it named a bunch of things, and we're not going to turn there tonight. And he at the end of that list, he said, nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors. That's why we want to get a revelation of the kingdom. And we're going to talk about this. Now watch this. This thing. Listen. Give me Psalm 119 and 130. We're coming up to it. Because we're going to look at these scriptures again. 119, 130. Look what it says. The entrance of thy word giveth what? Light. It giveth understanding unto the simple. I don't care how simple you may think you are. This word, when it when this word of God enter your heart, it will give you understanding. You'll understand. You will understand. And what you understand, you can do. Am I right? I said, what you understand, you can do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, it will give understanding to the simple. I'm getting there. The reason why you can understand it, look what it says, 1 Peter 1:23. 1 Peter 1 and 23. Being born again, not of what? A corruptible seed, but a incorruptible. By who? The word of God. The answer is thy word, give us life. And I've been born of that word. And when that word enter in, it gives light. Because God is what? And in him is no darkness at all. And so I've been born of this word that is light, which liveth. Now look how long it lasts. It doesn't abide for a few days, a few weeks, a few years, a couple of decades. But this word what? Liveth and abideth forever. How long? Forever. There never will be a time nor in eternity that this word won't be abiding, because the word created it all. The word created time, and the word created eternity.